Welcome to a Drop Tent Media production.
Hi, hello, welcome, Cult of Us, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind,
the recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Cult of Us. Yes, we're here, in here. We got Adam Nutter, my co-host. What's up, buddy?
What up? Getting swole. Look at that shit.
Oh God, every start. And I'm, of course, Neil Wood, and we got two great guests today from the Panties in the Mouth podcast. We got Andy Malverina, everybody.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
See ya, bud. Lamar Lee is here right now. He just messaged us. No, I'm sorry. You actually deserve an intro. I just want to say Lamar Lee did say he is going to be here. We just started and he just said that. So he's going to be coming in any moment, guys.
Yeah. Sure.
Someone who is here in the room is amazing. And very. Oh, man. Silly boy Paul Carson, everybody. Yes.
Yes.
Here he is, Paul Carson. I love Silly Boy Paul. You got to get a little bit. How you feel, bub?
I feel good, dude. I'll be Lemaire.
Nah. That's like a totally fucking hate crime and shit. Nah, we'd be in trouble. It's either a hate crime or it's probably a crime against someone who's
it's
autistic.
It's a love crime, dude. I love
it. It's a love crime. I know. It is a love crime.
Bro, we're all autistic. I say that every week.
I know. It's fun. It's fun.
Yeah, dude. Didn't you listen to RFK on Rogan? We're all fucking autistic.
Yeah, and RFK is Jack, bro. So I'm gonna listen to him. Okay.
Oh, I saw him do his 7 push-ups. That was impressive.
It was do 70. I could barely do 2 pull-ups, so that's pretty good.
He's that old? Oh, I didn't know. Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, I could have made.
You rock some pull-ups?
Nah, I don't know. I made that up too. I'm just saying I could only do 2. So he could do like a bunch of push-ups though. Now you do like 6. Now you can't do a bunch. Yeah, I think his TRT is weak as fuck. I'm going back on the RFK thing. Bulk up, sir.
Who's this guy?
Okay. RFK Jr.? Duh.
Right. He's real pretty, right?
Yes. I don't know. Marry Cheryl Hines,
no,
though.
No, he cannot smile for a picture to save his life.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But he is buff as shit. He is a bit below the neck. He's a cutie, without a doubt.
Dude, he is.
But, like, look up. Just go
I'm
on.
I'm going to pull him up. Yeah, I'm going to pull up.
Go on Google image search. Every picture, he's like, it looks like it was the first time someone said smile.
Right. He's like, ah! It's like it hurts. Yeah.
Yeah. He smiles with a question mark on it.
I like it if he. It'd be great if he did like the kid smile where they like aren't even looking in the right direction where they're like, is it this way? Like, and then they're like looking around.
Yeah, that smile they do when their mom made them just stop running to take the picture.
Yeah.
They just want to go play or drink juice.
Still panting. Dude, I'm excited for the first presidential butterface. I think that would be exciting.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, I was going to say butterfaces. We don't even use that term anymore.
Bring it back.
It's a shame. I'm glad. Bring so it he's back. A little bit of a
butterface did work itself out of the fucking lexicon.
Yeah.
Cuz you're not allowed to say people aren't the sexiest person you've ever met anymore.
Right.
every person you ever meet, you have to be like, "You make me come the hardest." Yeah. That's the new rule of society. Yeah.
Are you the sexiest person of all time?
Oh,
or,
oh my God, I just busted in my pants. Pleasure to meet you. Like,
Yeah.
Everyone's like, you have to admit that, to everyone's face that they are their ideal at that moment, any point in their life.
You were the person I've most ever wanted to fuck.
Yeah. I pine for you in my masturbation dreams.
I am both self-actualized and in the process of getting good looking. I don't know.
All right, so
I consider myself a butterface. I just want to say that.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I'm not,
I mean, for you, not for me.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome. I love you, though. It's a personality I care about.
That's not needed.
Look at him, dude.
Oh, I want to commit a love crime.
Yeah, here we go.
I mean, I've been doing abs every day. I don't got shit. This guy got fucking abs, dude. That's pretty good.
You've been doing abs every day for 2 months. Shut up.
Yeah, you're right.
God damn it. throwing everybody off timelines. You just say shit like that now. As if, like, I don't know what it is, dude. I'm like doing abs every day. You've been doing abs every day for like 2 weeks. And I know most of the time you're skipping them. So stop.
Yeah, you know
anyway,
what?
Anyway.
I am. You're right.
You're skipping them all the time.
You're right. I am.
I know you're not.
I did them today, but I didn't do them yesterday. You're right.
Yeah, because I've been hating myself so much now I have abs back. And trust me when I tell you that, yeah, it takes work. Yeah, yeah, but look at these two ripped dudes. This is like future you, dude. Look at this.
President, vice president.
I can see because Paul's in shape, dude.
Yeah, no, Paul's fucking, dude, Paul's low-key fucking jacked.
Yeah, yeah, it's upsetting every time.
I can't compete with those spiky nipples, though. Like, if you threw him at a bowling ball, he's sticking.
All I want is tiny little spiky nipples like that, dude. All I want is just those little ones.
Those are the tiniest, sharpest nips I've ever seen.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah, dude, Neil, he's like your 180. He's like your nemesis of nipples, dude.
Yeah.
Wait, go back real quick.
Oh,
go back
shit.
Real quick.
Fuck,
yeah, let him finish. Let him finish real quick.
Yes, sir. Sorry. So I don't want to stop the drip. I don't want to stop the drip.
This is the first time I've noticed these luscious nips. No.
I don't want to stop the drip. Here it is.
Dude, that guy would bleed if he hugged him. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we can admire RFK's left nip, his whole pec is in the shadow. But it's not in the shadow.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like an obelisk in Mars. You know, like satellite imagery? It's like, that's what it looks like, dude. This is that fucking pillar in the shadows.
It's that one angle when Everest is like mostly in shadow, but the peak is just like, and just the peak is getting it.
And you're like, you're awestruck, and you're like, it's beautiful. I've never seen anything else
they call
like that
the death zone.
There's bodies up there that can't come down.
It's colder than a witch's tit right there, Betty.
It's
colder than RFK Jr.'s nip.
Yeah,
dude. For those new to the podcast or to Paul and Andy, Neil's
talk nips all
We talk nips a lot on this podcast, because of Neil's nips in particular. Yeah. Neil has the opposite of RFK's nips. Neil's has like those fatty, meaty golf ball nips.
Dude, my nipples look like his puffy nipple. Yeah, his nipple got hit with like an IED. Like it's just a crater.
Yeah, Neil's like, nipple looks like it's lost its leg in Ukraine in a mine.
Thank you for your service, Neil.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Dude, every day a flag pops out in the middle of my chest, and there's little dudes come out. It's honor to these two hills that were died on. I think one of my nipples, no joke, it has those little guys from Vietnam holding up those flags when they took the hill. Like,
dude, Neil's nipples could get into the USO part of the airports.
It's unfortunate. I didn't get that joke. So, the veterans, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. It was kind of, I was like, my nipples could get USAA. I don't know. What does it matter?
I don't know. We're talking about your shitty nipples. Making jokes about it.
I feel like you ruined it. So, I mean, like it got weird. I didn't know about that. Those two ripped old guys. Thanks, guys. I feel so much better about myself now.
Yeah, but Andy's right. He can't smile for shit. And his voice is just, atrocious. His voice sounds like woodpeckers just fucking with their beaks all day.
But does it fucking, people harp on his voice, but I think once you get about a minute or two in, you catch the groove. It feels like this. Like once you get about 2 minutes in, you're like, "This is how people talk, right?" Like you just get used to it.
So that's what's happening. So it is weird, but it's not crazy weird. Where it's like, you're like, "Yeah, this is a voice that's insane." It's just weird enough where people are like, "Right, this is how people sound."
Yeah, I feel like listening to him talk is like going to the dentist. Like it hurts out of the gate, but then you just kind of like slide into it.
You're like,
"This is my life forever."
I should have brushed. They should have shot your dad. I don't know, dude.
I'm sorry, man. We should have fucking stopped them from doing that.
We all should have cared more.
This is what we get, I guess.
Remember when your uncle's head exploded? That was nuts. We should have stopped that. I'm sorry, dude. Now we got you.
This is what we get.
It's funny.
But yeah, his voice doesn't. I don't know, but like, and then he starts talking about how like vaccines give you autism and all this other shit, and I'm like, I'm listening. let's get
yeah,
kooky,
I'm like,
dude.
Let's get, dude. I'm down the rabbit hole. This
let's
say three
kooky
things. I'm there.
Hit me with it, dude. I want to believe in anything.
Anything, dude. Anything other than this, because I hate what's in front of my face. So anything,
right?
Just give me something good.
Right. Give me something that explains all this nonsense.
Yeah, I need reasons. I just need, it's like my movie logic where like, I don't need like you to give me I don't need you to spoon feed me all the details, but give me like a little bit of a something, you know, where I can also form my own conclusion.
And also, also, a vaccine giving me autism would take a lot of pressure off the things I haven't achieved. You know what I mean? Like, dude, if I could just blame my current state in life on vaccines, that'd be sick. It'd
right?
take a lot of pressure on my unsuccessfulness.
It's like, thanks, Mom. Maybe I wanted smallpox. Now I have autism.
Like, I would be doing a lot better, Mom, but you got me vaccinated.
I might be successful in this business, but autism.
Yeah, that becomes like the like a deer tag almost. Like, you got hit with autism at one point in your life, and then the deer figured it out. Like, oh no, yeah, I was gonna be something, but look at this right here. Got nailed. I know.
Got the tism. Tism acting up.
What you gonna do? How crazy is it that, like, for him to go to school and do a history class, RFK Jr., like, whatever, and then, like, have to hear about the Kennedy assassination.
Well,
I didn't even think about it. Like, you have to cover it.
He probably wasn't a kid. Yeah, right?
What was his...
No, I know what I'm saying, like, but he still goes through, like, you're someone in your family is a part of history that's covered in books, and you live in the modern age. Like, you know what I mean?
How old was he when JFK got shot?
Oh, he had to be...
Enough to be traumatized, I hope.
Oh, he had to be like a young boy, right? Because JFK's junior
was young
given
guy.
Because he was... I don't know why I said it like that. I don't know why my voice went like that.
I think it was a young boy. When
oh, it's like a fucking old school timey movie accent? Like, ah, you gotta get him, see? Yeah. Yeah, but like...
Old enough to hold a gun. I got
it. It would be funny if they worked in, like, guardrails into the syllabus where they're like, and if any of your loved ones, death is covered in this class, you are allowed to take a day of absence.
Yeah,
you're like, no, what the fuck? I just get to skip a day.
They're like, yeah, let me have Monday off. They're talking about my uncle's murder.
Right. That's what I'm pointing. Yeah, exactly. That's
take
nuts.
The phrase, he got fucking popped out of the lesson plan.
Yeah, especially if you have a teacher who's like maybe teaching some stuff that they shouldn't be, especially they're just like, you know, they're showing it in class. I don't think they show it in class. But
I don't think they show his head blowing up as a 7-year-old. Yeah, that would be hilarious.
Nah, dude, they pull up the stabilized version, play it in slow motion.
Yeah, the Zapruder film straight up.
Well, no, but here's the thing. You're right. They didn't play it in class because I'm like, but I watched it. And you know why? How I watched it was because the lazy teachers in my school showed us JFK, the movie JFK, and they show it multiple times over and over and over again. So I don't know if he went to a shitty school like I did.
Back into the left.
The left, right. Like,
back into the left.
Because eventually he's like, all right, turn it off.
We got it. We all saw it.
Kevin Costner, I fucking hate him. My family knows him. He's an asshole. Like, this is nuts.
We fucking get it. Wait, what grade were you in when they did that?
I was in high school. Like, this would have been somewhere in high school, maybe. Like, yeah, I was a lazy.
They showing, like, kids.
Things used to be better.
No.
I know, right, dude? In high school. Rules.
They showed me Saving Private Ryan in, like, sophomore year high school. Like, I was like, dude, it fucking rocks, dude.
Yeah. Ridiculous. What were you going
to
say?
I like to picture him just, like, in his class as a child, but, like, you know the video of, like, George Bush being told about 9/11?
Right. Yeah.
Like, they go up to a kid and they tell him that.
Yeah.
Your uncle's head's about to explode, and then he just stays in class.
He's like, oh. Yeah, he had to be like a teenager or something like that, because he's like 70, and if JFK Jr. was on film saluting his dad's casket, he was like a little kid, right? So, he was probably almost out of school by then, I guess. But it's not a good sign that, like, your family is, like, in the history books, but, like, only known for just getting wiped out of, like, context. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like your uncle's murdering chicks in the river and getting away with it.
Yeah, it's like,
you know.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's like if it's like if Genghis Khan, like Genghis Khan, Genghis Kong's kid, yeah, Genghis Kong,
Genghis Khan.
Diddy Kong,
Diddy Kong. It's like if Diddy Kong,
yes,
if he if
son
his
of donkey,
kid, yeah, a son of donkey, obviously,
father of Kublai.
No, I should. I use two ply. I don't know, but it's a two ply. That's what you said right now. Ah, we're losing the thread. But no, yeah, it's like if like the son of a fucking dictator is like, old enough to that point where it's like the dictator's been overthrown and then he's in school just being like, I know. Like, fucking, I know, no, guys.
Didn't fucking like Bin Laden's niece go viral because she was just like, yo, sorry about my uncle. Yeah. And she was also like super hot. So,
yes,
so
totally, yes.
So a bunch of idiots, a bunch of idiots were like me were like, I'll hear you out.
Yeah. Hold on, maybe I had some thoughts.
Yo, Bin Laden been sorry, dude. We're so sorry. We're so sorry about this. I apologize. Yeah, that's interesting. At least someone from their family apologized. That's nice.
Apparently, like, the whole family is pretty chill. Like, it's a huge family, and a lot of them are cool. Like, I don't mean
a lot of them are cool.
A lot of them are cool.
Like,
them,
seriously, guys, I know a couple. We should come over.
They fucking smoke. They fucking pounce and bruise.
I don't know, man. When the Afghans took back, the Taliban took back Afghanistan, they were, like, riding fucking go-karts and playing, remember they were, like, they're shooting their guns around, riding
bumper
cars. Yeah,
they're like,
oh,
shit. They're coming back in power. Like, guys, you guys were always awesome.
I was really against them. Then I was like, oh wait, Taliban's populated with the boys. It's definitely chill vibes.
I didn't know they were gonna do cool shit like 360s and fucking shoot AKs into the sky. That's way cooler than the US military.
I didn't know they had fucking go-karts.
Bro, they riding camels and shooting into the sky, bro? Fuck yeah, I'm down for that.
Music video? Awesome.
It is kind of nuts with guys.
they hire Russell Peters to do comedy for them.
only the male animal can like just traumatize an entire region, and then it only takes us maybe like 3 days, and then just the boys start messing around. Like, just, all of a sudden you got like little pit carts and stuff going over there. They got berms and stuff. They're doing jumps. So you're just like, guys, we are kind of fun still. Like,
yeah, no, dudes will be dudes. That's why we are awesome. Is dudes will fucking do rock. Like, we find the fun in the worst situations. Like,
I don't really know, man. You see those videos of ISIS? They're riding in fucking jeeps with assault rifles.
Yeah, dude, they're having a fucking great time.
Now just imagine like we all did that and then didn't behead people. Like, that's a fun day. Well,
that sounds like a fucking great time, dude.
See, if you take out the beheading, it's chill.
Yeah, dude, you get to pull me on a fucking like on a pickup truck, and I get to be on like a fucking garbage can lid as I ride behind shooting a fucking M4 in the sky. Dude,
escort a fucking oil tanker, whatever, man.
Yeah, you get to do that weird like out of a car forward motion moonwalk that they do when they're doing 80 on the freeway.
Yeah, dude.
And
yes.
They open the door and then and then they do that like 80 miles an hour.
Dude,
like,
I get to fucking rock in with two bald American eagles on my shoulders like parrots and doing what I want, shooting a flamethrower like a good American.
What I'm saying is, guys, I think what we're figuring out is that ISIS is like, hey, listen, they were just going through a phase. Like, they were just going through something maybe we didn't understand.
It was,
you know what I mean?
It was their fucking terrible twos. They're over it now.
They were having, they broke up with a girlfriend. They were crazy. Listen.
Their hands looked like that, so ours can look like this.
Hey.
Just like a blue collar ISIS.
You know?
Punching 9 to 5, you know, and I'm out hanging with the boys for some brews.
I mean,
for some hookah, you know?
It's just tough. Just want to say, guys, if you're out there,
hit us up. We're looking for some sponsors. That's all I'm saying. You know, you guys sound fun.
Just saying, if you're out there, guys, like,
this video will be demonetized.
No, I was gonna say, if you're out there, guys, just like do more of the fun. You know what I mean? Be a little more loosey goosey with it. Let the bros go, not too far.
They did try to fly that helicopter. That looked pretty fun until it crashed immediately. That was a good time. Those guys are probably flying high, figuratively and literally, pretty solid.
Yeah,
for like
but that's
a
not even
minutes.
The fault. They're like a shot. They're like, in terms of the country and stuff that they just got, they're like training wheels. So like that was their first tyke little training wheel bike. And then,
right.
You know, they
it's like throwing a 4-year-old a Ferrari and being like, go drive Formula One or something like that. And he crashes immediately.
They crashed the helicopter?
Oh, you didn't see that? Oh, this is right when we evacuated and we left everything behind. They got a Blackhawk, and they're like, we got a Black, and it goes into the sky, and it just immediately goes right back down.
I was gonna say, I bet you those helicopters are easy to get up, and then when you're up there, you start realizing you're like, oh no, there's so many buttons.
You ever seen those like social experiment videos where they'll leave like a bike like tied to a chain and just wait for somebody to just steal it and then just drive and like fall off? I feel like we chained a helicopter and they flew and they got too far and then they just got yoinked.
Great social experiment. Unattended helicopter with the keys still in it.
Blades slowly rotating.
Gold digger prank on ISIS.
How greedy are they? Yeah. We'll find out.
Everybody, there'd be a dude on the corner just being like, nah, nah, don't fuck with that car, dude. That helicopter's fucking bait, dude.
It's an old goat farmer. He's like, nah, 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 yeah, that'll get you 30 to 40.
That's a bait copter. Don't go in there.
That's the show, bait car. That was the best. I mean, widely unethical, but like... I know.
Dude, yeah, bait copter would fucking rule. Bait copter would be sick.
You would have great footage of dudes walking by and like pausing for a while.
Like, oh, is that
a fucking helicopter? There's no one around it?
Yeah.
And then making phone calls like, get down here. Just get down here. I know you're with the client. Just get down here.
I can't believe this. They left the keys in.
Yeah.
Dude, because the intrusive thoughts would go fucking crazy.
Oh, that's entrapment if I've ever seen it. Because all of us would be like, well, I'm going to go inside of it. You know? Yeah, okay, I'm going to give you the... Jeff, we've all flown recently. When you walk in and the pilot door is open, I'm like, I want to go in there. Every single time. I'm like, stop leaving this open. You're making me want to push through you, and then I'm going to be on the list.
You want to shimmy in just real quick. And
real quick.
No, yeah.
I just want to touch the knob, the knob, and just be like with the thing, and then just go. Go back to my seat. What can I do that?
You're not going to be able to do that. I think what you're going to be able to do is like, you should be allowed to do this. You should be able to do a historical window thing. You know when you're like, go to see an old house, like colonial times, and all they do is let you like kind of peek in the window? You should be at least allowed to walk up to the door, and there should be a little window, and you should be like, hey, what's going on?
Dude, okay, like a storage auction where you can't walk in, but you can look from the outside. Like, look, you get to look, don't touch. And I'm like, I'm okay with that even, but let me get close to it. Let me get close to it.
Those historical houses made me realize I'm like just a fucking dickhead where I was like, don't tell me what to fucking do. And they're like, don't take any pictures. And I'm just like a little dork, like after everyone leaves, like, I got my pictures, fuck you.
Yeah. Dude, I just man, I hate rules. I just don't do what I want to do.
Well, I always hate rules when people are like, this is the fucking rule, you better follow it. And you're like, what are you gonna do? You know what I mean? Like when the cops put forth a rule, you're like, yeah, you're gonna shoot me in the head.
Right, yeah. There's a consequence of this.
But it's like the old lady tour guide at the fucking historical museum. You're not gonna do anything, lady. Shut up.
Yeah, get out. No.
No.
It's like, make me.
I'm not gonna. I might touch some more shit on the way out.
Yeah, as you walk out, you're just like knocking shit over.
You're absolutely right. You treat tour guides like you could treat a tour guide like like the way kids who are bad kids fucking treat their instructors and like their teachers when they have like the school play. Because they know they're in front of them. They know they have to be up there. And they know they're just getting away with fucking murder. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, you could treat a tour guide like that. That wouldn't even matter. You could just be doing like shit behind them. And like, what are they going to? Sir, I would really appreciate it if you stop. Be like, it doesn't matter.
Just lick your hand and put it on the fucking old wallpaper.
Yeah. I paid you money. You're just leading us around. There's no rules. There's nothing you can do about this.
Right. If anything, I'm going to make you do stuff. You knock that over. I paid for this.
The security can't touch me. Cops are going to take a while to get here.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm touching stuff, lady.
Right. Just let me get at it.
I'm touching everything, and then I'm running because no one's going to chase me.
I would be saying things like, I would just be like, hey, yeah, listen, just do less. Just leave me alone.
Just
do less. Ignore Don't it. Even worry about it.
Every fact they throw out, you just go, eh.
Yeah.
Nah. No.
Don't even do it from the back. Be up front so everyone can see you. Be that guy.
Just kind of like, oh, really? I heard different. Okay.
Oh.
Now my dad says.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, we should do this to Seamus.
Oh,
comedian.
Yeah.
We all know a comic who gives tours.
That's true.
As his regular job. We need to just all show up and just undercut him at every point. Just on everything. Just Benjamin Franklin. He was actually the first president, obviously.
I heard he started the 76ers. He's on the logo. Is that true?
Just fucking.
He was the mascot
ridiculous.
Before hip hop. No, he was in the rabbit suit.
I know. Yeah, he'd just be like, fuck this, and walk away in 2 seconds. Not put up with that.
He wore the helmet to cover his syphilis.
I know history, Seamus. Just keep saying that out loud to him. He's like, I don't think you do.
Like, I think I know.
Does he have to dress up in, like, the old-timey shit?
No, I think just polos. I think it's just, like, a polo situation.
Oh, that would be great, though, if he's, like, the old-timey, like, actual, like, town. Just be like, he, if you pull out a phone, he's like, well, what's that there device you got? Like, one of those. Like they can't address modern technology. Yeah. They'd be like, a phone, you stupid fucking loser. And they'd be like, whoa, what's this device?
Well, it's like fucking Jekyll and Hyde's in fucking New York or whatever. Yeah, where like they're character actors. They have to keep up the character. That'd be brutal.
A great way to steal all of his authority would be if he was dressed normal and we were all dressed in period clothes.
That would be fun. I like that. You know who actually does that? A restaurant. So if you go to the old city tavern. So right near where Seamus works, they make those, like, it's kind of like a little not upscale, but like kind of pretty nice. And they make their servers who are fine diners, like, wear the get-ups. Now you have to serve richer people and you're wearing clothes from poor times.
Oh, so it's okay.
You wear like the fucking dumb shit pants and the frilly
shirt. So you wear
shirt.
Like peasant clothes?
You wear like, yeah.
Oh, and like, you don't even get paid a full salary. I'm going to go here. I'm going to make fun of these people.
They kill one real British dude every night.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I'll go for
that's
that.
That's rough, dude.
It's like a lion feeding.
That, like, waiting tables is like the most cheeks getting clapped you ever have at your job. I said that in a weird way, but you guys got it. Your whole job is to get butt fucked and get idiots fucking food and stuff, and now you have to literally dress like a peasant. That's crazy.
That is crazy. I mean, and you're definitely not getting paid more. Like, there's no way. No. You're still probably getting paid waiter salary and like relying. Yes, why would you do that? Honestly, that's on them. Yeah. That's your fault. Stop doing that to yourself.
The waiters were sad. No, don't feel bad. It's exactly what you think. The waiters were sad.
Good.
So it was good. It was.
Did they come up and were like, "What do you want?" Or they had to do or they had to like do a thing. Did they have to be like?
No, they didn't have
here
to do
in the olden
dude,
times.
And the worst part is like, just because they're rich doesn't mean you're gonna get a good ass tip. Like,
right?
My one buddy's. He delivers pizzas and shit, and he goes to big ass houses, and they'll give him like $1 on a whole order and shit.
That's
so
how they have that
even,
money, son.
You're not even guaranteed a good ass tip with all those rich people.
No, yeah. Oh, it's great. I love it. It makes the food taste better.
When you're not
the
giving them their fair share.
When they're just they're wearing peasant clothes. I feel richer. The food is
I agree.
Succulent. It's just moist.
Have you gone to like a high end restaurant? It's uncomfortable the way they serve you.
It is
like I went to me and the wife went to some spot where we got brunch. The bill ended up being like $200 or whatever. Right. It was like one of those types of places, and the way that they waited on us made me so uncomfortable. Because I'm like, oh, you're used to like rich people that need you to suck their ass the whole time.
Right, I'm like, I'm good. Just walk away. And they also, all their extravagant serving things, like they'll do like over the, like this shit. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, that's it. You just put your arm under your arm. Like, you didn't do anything special, but that's like they're acting like.
And they don't need to do that for me. I'm the idiot sitting there being like, $4 for a cup of coffee? And then I get it and I go, that's $4 coffee right there. I'm just doing all that fucking idiot shit.
They roast these? Like, yeah, idiot, it's coffee. Like, you just say it normal. Like, yeah, like, they cooked the steak? Like, yeah, dude, they cooked the steak. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, that shit's uncomfortable.
Yeah. Have you what level? We talking, were they scraping? Were they scraping crumbs too? Like that level at that
the table? Type
yeah, of typically like when I waited like a finer dining place, so like at a resort, like it was like I had a table scraper. So like
what
after,
does that mean?
So a table scraper is just a little piece of metal or whatever like that, so that after you remove the plates, you basically like excuse me real quick, and then this way you scrape the crumbs.
Oh my!
Off
oh,
the
so
table.
Between meals,
in between.
Oh,
yes,
that's so
in between
highfalutin.
Dishes.
Holy
yeah,
shit!
Yeah. Just so,
the thing that I noticed the most was the very like forced smile and stuff the whole time.
Oh yeah.
And it's like, you don't need to, you can just be like, hey guys, how we doing? Good.
Right.
Cool. Da-da, like, but just the, right. like, I'm so fucking happy you're here. Like, and I'm like, do they hit you back there? You don't gotta do this for me.
Yeah.
I'm a normal poor dude. You don't gotta do this for me.
Yeah.
This is a big, this is a big deal for us. We fucking.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you gotta be like, let's be honest, dude. I also work at one of these restaurants, so I'm gonna give you this tip money. I'll see you over at the other place. Well, I'm waiting on you.
I was laughing too because I was like, she's like waiting on us hand and foot, and I was like, she 100% makes more money than me. Like, oh no, you don't know. You're better than me, lady. Yeah. Like, you're actually better than me. You don't need to do all this.
Yeah, no, dude. Those fancy places, it's like, and they're calling you sir. I'm like, I'm not wearing sleeves, so don't call me sir. Yeah, like, you know, it's like, I'm garbage. Yeah, like, yeah. Stop. Like,
I think I was wearing, a fitted hat. Like, you don't got to do any of that shit.
Yeah, and like, they're older than me, and they're like, sir. I'm like, oh, you're 50. Like, don't. It's so uncomfortable for me. Please stop. I'm not a sir. Like, please don't call me sir.
It's so annoying. Andrew, you wait tables? Did you ever wait tables?
I did for a little bit. I did not like it. I was very bad at it. I did it for about a year, and I was just very bad at it. I don't know. That's not my type of multitasking. I would constantly forget shit. I got really good at blaming the kitchen. Like, I would just forget orders, and I'd be like, guys, I'm so sorry they dropped your food. Nope, I just did not put it in. Like, I was really bad.
They're so dumb back there.
Well, because they're so fucking two left feet, fucking all thumbs, just a bunch of idiots, dude.
So ugly.
No, and I have too much of an ego to wait tables. Because like I said before, you gotta like, there's a level of just, you gotta get your cheeks clapped. And I'd always try to like, I'd get into like shit with people too often. Not like overtly, but I would just be. I probably was just a cunt the whole time. I didn't like doing it at all.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, you wanted food?
Oh, you want a water refill? Bitch, he's throwing his fucking face.
Well, I had this one dude who was like, he got, what the fuck was it? He got like some mixed drink and it had like cherry liqueur in it, but it wasn't as red as he wanted it to be. Oh, and he didn't understand that, like, just because it was like liqueur doesn't have like a color necessarily. So he was like, why is this not red? I was like, because it's liqueur, it doesn't have a color. And he's like, but I got a cherry drink, it should. And I'm just like spazzing, and I don't know how to like function under those circumstances, because I'm like, I can't call you a gay slur, so I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do right now because I can't call you a slur.
Right, I do.
You
I agree.
Have one default, unfortunately, in this algorithm, and you're just pounding it in your head. It's just same, Andy.
Same. Jesus, I'm like, I want to say it, but I don't think I'm supposed to right now.
I don't think I'm allowed to. All right.
I'm like that meme with the kid with the vein popping out of his head. I'm like, ah! Anyway, plugs.
I was going to ask Paul if you ever waited tables, but yeah, Paul. You ever wait tables?
Oh, I never did.
Never did.
There
good.
You go, plugs.
Good for you.
Perfect time.
Ba-boom. I am neilwood.com. Oh, no, we're going over there. Okay,
always
cool.
Guess first.
And it. Yeah, I know.
Hell yeah.
Andy, what you got coming up, bud?
Bunch of stuff to check out. Like I said before, the podcast is Panties in the Mouth with Nate Marshall and Lamar Lee. Very funny podcast. Go check it out. And also, I have a music podcast with my friend Pat George called Drag the Lake. If you've been to Warped Tour more than twice, you'll fucking love it. And then if you want to hear me yap about politics and other dumb shit, go look up No More Heroes. That's my shit. Check it out.
Boom.
Oh, and also, shit. Me and the Panty Boys. It's going to be... Sorry. If you want to check out me and the Panty Boys live, Nate, on July 14th over at the Steel Stacks in Bethlehem, he's going to be headlining, and then me and Lamar are going to be there. It's going to be a good fucking time. Come out to that.
Oh, that place is a good... I've been there before. Steel Stacks.
Yeah,
fun.
It's fun as hell. Yeah. Steel Stacks in Bethlehem, PA.
It's a good venue. Yeah. Paul?
Paul, what you got coming up?
July 4th is our nation's birthday. July 13th in Kendricktown, New Jersey. I'm doing my first clean set ever, so I'm
going to
F those fellas in the A. August 10th, not official yet, but High Note Humor, our crew, is doing post-game comedy show at the Tap Room in Haddonfield, so come out to that. And August 12th in Shikchinny, PA. Sounds like a fake town, so we'll see, but yeah.
I was going to say, bro, that sounds made up.
Yeah, it totally sounds fake.
Holy shit. Hey. Nice.
Nice.
Go check me at Adam Nutter on Twitter. And Instagram and Adam Nutter Comedy on TikTok. Some of the clips have been doing well over there. So from this show, pretty much. So that's awesome. Go check out The Porcupine on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/AdamNutter. And yeah, Neil and I have, I'm sure, some dates coming up together. But you can check me at Helium July 29th. And other shit. Ah, fuck. Whatever. It's not important. Other shit. I'll post them. Just follow me on Instagram and Twitter. Don't worry about it.
Boom, nice. There we go. You can go to IamNeilWood.com. Go there for all my dates and details. Yeah, get on over there. JamesWoodArt.com. You can go over there, too, if you want to check out some cool stuff that I'm doing. But, yeah, go over to those. Those are my two spots. Yeah, you can, of course, join us every second and fourth Friday over at Myers Brewing Company right here in Philadelphia, right in Fishtown. Two shows, a 7:30 and a 9:30 show. Thanks for everybody that came out. The first show sold out and the second one damn near, so we appreciate it and we had a ton of fun. And go subscribe online at Biggest Little Comedy on Instagram and all that great stuff, or Drop Tent. Go and see all the great pictures from that. Thanks to everybody who came out. And what else we got coming up? I think actually for right now, that's really where we're concentrating. Oh, you can check out in South Philly at Crown of Creation July 22nd. Those tickets are up. It's only $5 for the first five people. Go check that out. Then they go to $10, but it's a nice little room in South Philly. Come on out to that one. Those are the only ones we need to plug right now, I believe. So, yeah, check out dropdown.com/cultofus, and you'll see a bunch of cool stuff in there. That's our page where you can go and check out merch and all that stuff. You can get into the store and hit Cult of Us and check out all our sweet merch up there. TV. There you go. T-shirts, hats, all types, sleeveless, whatever. We got all kinds of cool stuff in there for you to check out that help us out. Or you can just buy a sweatshirt for the network if you want. Yeah, it just supports Drop Tent and the network itself.
But sleeveless summer, everybody. Sleeveless Let's summer, get some yeah. fucking... It's sleeveless summer.
Sounds desperate.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, yeah, perfect. Yeah, desperate as fuck. Nice. super thirsty. Hell yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Or you can check out, of course, the Patreon, patreon.com/cultofus. It's only $5. Get in there. Get all your shit. You're going to get a t-shirt. So give us your size. Let us know what your body's like.
I want to see it.
Let us know what your body feels like. I want that shirt painted on.
If it's an extra $5, I'll send you a dick root up picture of myself.
Oh, he does send them.
I send them to Neil all the time. He does not like it.
I don't enjoy it at all.
I don't, but I do it on a reg. I do it on the reg.
Yeah. If you ever saw the remake of Cats, it's kind of like that. But imagine if you shaved one of them.
Yeah, but I buzzed my chest, so it's super fucking sexy.
Yeah. So sexy.
So
shout
sexy.
Out James Corden.
Yeah, shout out James Corden. No, that's Andy. All right, so.
Whoa.
Sorry, what? No, he's a pretty man.
Wait, which one is he?
He's the chubby cat. He's
no, I hate that guy.
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah, this is for the Patreon. patreon.com/cultofus. Go there, $5. All of the shit from back in the day. Us on the road. We drop the episodes early for you too. T-shirts, all that cool stuff.
We're gonna
there.
Do a gauntlet coming up. I have a bunch of good animal videos coming up for a gauntlet episode, everybody. A bunch of tigers attacking people.
Yes, join us for a Gauntlet episode, and we also do some cool stuff in there.
The normal episode gets released early.
Yep. Release early. I said that. Yep.
Sorry. And, did he not hear you?
And MMA fights. It's all good. Thank you. I appreciate you interrupting me every time. So, but check out all that shit out. We appreciate you.
Michael Chandler, Conor McGregor coming up.
Yeah. Also join in there. Yeah. You can jump in the Discord, hang out with us while we watch some sweet fights, and you guys get to as well. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Other than that, people, you can take us out a plug. Don't forget iTunes, YouTube, Odyssey.
Oh, we're on Rumble now.
Rumble.
Go to Rumble.
We're on Parler. OnlyFans. We're on whatever. Raya. We got on Raya.
We did get on
Raya.
Nuts. I had to blow some dudes. I know. Very famous dudes to get on there, but I fucking did it for the team. I'm a team player.
Yeah.
Shout out
Which
James
one is
Gordon.
This?
Shout out James Gordon.
Raya. Shout out James Gordon. Raya is the celebrity dating app.
Oh, that's fun.
Raya's that celebrity John.
Yeah, that'd be sick. Imagine you just got on Raya somehow. And you're like, who the fuck are these guys?
I'm not there. Yeah, I'm not there yet.
No.
Also, it'll be great because I'll immediately get into Raya and I'll just be like, I'll finally get in there and like whatever it's remote. And then into my profile, I'll be like, I'm riddled with herpes.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ. No one's going to want to date him. Like,
no.
Yes.
But you got to get out in the open, though.
Yeah.
Then, you know, some celebrities can be like, he like got herpes on me or something like that.
I might upload, like, the picture I would upload would be a very nice picture of me. but it would be like I would put like a graphic over top of it just says like I have like over top of my forehead. Just be like,
and not even like a good Photoshop, just like a crude like iPhone version of it.
Yeah.
I have herpes. Yeah,
like you were typing it in on a reel on Instagram. Just like,
you did it on your Instagram story and just screenshot it. Yeah. Like, you can see the time and 4G up in the corner.
Yeah, how many messages you didn't read yet?
It's only 3 hearts, like 45 comments. Just like, this is sad. Why did you?
Yeah,
do
the ratio is nuts.
Yeah, like, what the fuck is this?
I don't think anybody liked this picture.
I have what? Usher's what?
Usher's disease.
I have Usher's disease.
What is that?
The singer Usher has
herpes, right?
Yeah.
Oh, does he?
He's been sued multiple times.
Jeter? Oh, Jeter was like a, Jeter.
What? Watch your fucking mouth, Jeter. What are you
Jeter's
talking about?
Got fucking HIV.
No, he doesn't.
Too, yes, he
got it from Usher.
Yeah.
First of all, I'll stop this goddamn podcast right now. You do not fucking badmouth
this is
my captain.
This is from
Confessions Part 3 is a doozy, dude.
This is from JFK Jr., dude. From the source, dude. The direct source, dude.
Did
this
you
is
listen
coming
to the whole Rogan? Oh, no. You know what? This is on Jordan Peterson's episode. Just
I didn't watch that one. Is that where it's the Jeter?
You gotta listen, dude. It's in between the lines, man. You gotta
Robert, who has herpes out there? Now, that's a tough one. I've been thinking about that for a while because 1 in 4 people have herpes. And isn't that true? 1 in 4?
Yeah.
I don't know. Ask the expert here. Well, there's 4 of us. And. Hey.
Yeah. Punching that hole, baby.
A lot of holes in your dick, huh?
Hey. Easy. It's perfect. All right. So what's underneath, that's the problem.
Yeah. It's the fluid underneath, that's the issue.
It's unfortunate.
I feel like liking feet's the same thing, though. I feel like 1 in 4. I feel like it's way more.
Oh, you know
because this is the thing.
I don't like feet. Let's do it right now. Who likes feet here? Raise your hand.
I don't like them.
I don't like feet. But here's the thing.
There's like nose goes. Now I have to like
feet. Paul's like,
the last one likes feet.
Or it's just like automatic. Paul's like, I can't stop raising my hand. It's like,
no, but I noticed it when you're on like hot girl Instagram and stuff. There's just constantly people asking for feet pics and shit like that. Mm, but no one ever talks about it. And you're like, this has to be substantially more popular than.
Right.
Like society would dictate.
I think you're right because even a few of my friends have weird feet store, like people offering like in person to pay and dudes
in
too.
Person?
Like,
damn.
Oh yeah. Oh, Blaze has a story. Blaze Giacchis, comic, a friend of ours. He does when he was like 22, living up in New Hope, Pennsylvania, which is funny because that is a very gay town. Some very old gay man would always go to like, yo, give me your socks. And let
oh,
me see your feet.
Shit, really?
He'd be like, okay, for like $100. Yeah. A pop. Nice. So you just be like, done.
Jesus.
Whatever.
There's a lot of things I wouldn't do. Like, I've joked about, like, sniffing my wife's panties, but I wouldn't like, buy some e-girl's panties or whatever. But, like, I get it. You know what I mean? I get it. I get the logic behind it. Feet, that's the one that does not connect in my head.
Gross. Feet are gross. They're gross.
Yeah.
My sister is scared of them.
Really?
Feet?
Like, scared of Christ.
They're gross.
Like if you took off, like I'm not like if a rat walks into the room, like I'm not kidding. Like if your sock comes off and you just took your foot and then started approaching, like she would be like, get the fuck away from me.
Like spaz.
Yeah. She'd be like, get the fuck away.
Yeah.
Stop it right now. I'm serious. And she's fucking terrified of him. So it was pretty fun.
Do you guys have
growing up in general, which is having that power.
Do you guys have a version of that? Where it's just irrational that you're like, if you put this in my, I noticed it the one day because I have a weird thing with textures. I think it's the autism I got from the vaccine.
Thank you. See, because we're all autistic. Go ahead.
I have a weird thing with textures, so I really don't like cotton balls. And
interesting.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
But you're afraid of them?
No. They skeeve me out.
Okay.
Make me uncomfortable. And I remember telling my wife about it, and she was like, fuck with me. And she starts putting it in my face, and I grabbed her wrist, and I'd be like, baby? This does not make fucking sense. I get that it's funny, but I will do something crazy if you keep doing that.
You're like, the comedian to me thinks this is hilarious, but the instinctual part of me wants to beat you with the sledgehammer.
I totally get your side of this, but my fight or flight is telling me to kill you.
Yeah.
You're like, right now.
Right. You're right.
Yeah. Like, you, I would have had to been like if it was at that level where it sounds like it's under, I was like, baby, to give you the idea of what you're doing, you've taken the head of the snake that you're super comfortable just putting near my face. Just to give you an idea of what all humans are scared of snakes, and you're just doing that right now, just to give you an idea. So I'm going to react that way, just so if you know where I'm at. You know what I mean?
I can't think of anything like that. But an irrational fear I have
an irrational thing that you just can't fully explain. I don't know.
I have an irrational fear. It's again. It's not like a. It's not like if someone puts like a mouse in front of me, like a keyboard mouse. I'd be like, oh, I don't have a thing like that. I can't think of the top of my head. But irrational fear, which I've been on the show before, is a shark in a swimming pool. That's a rational fear I have. And sometimes I'm very
elaborate.
True. I'm afraid to go first into a pool if I'm alone.
Wait,
say that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Wait. No, so if you're just at your buddy's house?
If I'm alone, right. Not with other people.
Yeah, dude, so what he's saying, hey, to break this down, Paul, just so we all understand, I think Paul's like,
if there's a sacrifice. Yo,
I got to be honest, it hurts so hard right now because you guys didn't call me retarded for the cotton ball.
I know.
So I can't do it to you, and it hurts.
No. We're
such a hypocrite.
We're all God's creatures, dude. We have to eat this. We can't.
Oh, my God.
We can't let it out.
Retarded. You totally can't.
You're not.
No, it's fair. I'm a pussy. But it's from when I was a kid. I'll tell you where it came from. A kid saw a movie, and I was like, that's real. Forever, it stuck with me. So, but like, as I got old, that's so much like a shit.
No, okay,
it's
so wait
like a anything, so you're like a gator or anything that could just get
so
me
even
in a pool.
If you're in a pool. So even if you're in a pool, you just hear like,
no, again, just, alone.
If you're in a pool
alone.
Yes. If you're alone in a pool.
It's not like I can't go like a Vegas pool or something like that. It's
but
like
that's
if
what
I'm,
you hear. You're in any water
okay,
alone.
That's what
yes.
I'm gonna,
oh, dude.
That's
open
what I was
water,
ask.
Forget that.
If well, you go to like if you're at a Holiday Inn and you go to the pool by yourself,
I won't.
He'd be too scared.
You're just walking around. You're walking around the
oh,
hotel.
Know what I'll
like,
do?
Anyone swimming? Anyone trying to swim first before me?
Yeah, kid, I'll go in. Like I'll start walking in slow and be like, "Are there gators in like whatever state I'm in? Or like whatever? Is there like an animal that could get me in here?
Yeah,
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Are there polar bears here? Are there polar bears in water in Wisconsin?
I don't know, dude. Like, I do. Do you ever have this where you're alone in your apartment and something comes over you and you're like, now I got to check every room for a murderer?
Oh, no.
I've done that a few times where you just, like, you go in the closet, you push the fucking clothes around, move the fucking.
You're looking for, like, a Richard Ramirez that's hiding. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and there's a part of me that's like, no one's here, but I have to do this.
Dude, as much of a pussy I am with the pool thing. I'm like, oh, I want that. I'd rather that. I'd rather that thing than the fucking animal in a pool thing. Like, okay, because we have. I want to play a video, which I don't have to, but like a tiger shark attack video from Egypt the other week, horrifying, absolutely horrifying.
Was that? Was that the one where
there's Russian tourists is in Egypt?
Oh yeah, and he starts like,
this tiger shark, it's like a movie. He actually gets turned upside down, and his legs are in the air. And gets pulled under, and he's like trying to. He surfaces, and you see the shark head come back up and take him back down. Like five.
Oh my God.
And then last time he surfaces, he goes under, and then a boat pulls up. And they're like, damn. But that guy got eaten. They beat the shark to death, pulled his remains. I saw the aftermath of the remains. His head was gone, his body was completely chewed up, like his arm was like shredded. It was disgusting.
Yeah. And he went in first. That was where he fucked up.
Yep. Swimming alone in the ocean.
That video is horrifying, but then there's like 3 seconds where it's hilarious.
When he goes legs in the air, it's hilarious.
His legs are in the air and they're kind of going across for like 5 seconds. And you're like, you're just like, oh my God, I can't.
Dude, okay. You know what it reminded me of? Did you ever see Let the Right One In?
The vampire thing. I didn't see it, but I know what that is.
Okay. The Swedish one, the original one. Right. There's a scene when like, all these kids are fucking with like her crush at this pool, and they're like drowning him, like to fuck with him, and she bails in to save him. And all you see from his is like his perspective from under the water, And you see one kid's legs just get dragged across the pool at like the craziest speed in the world. And I'm like, that was that, but for real. And that's how fucking scary sharks are, dude. This guy just threw nothing. Like, absolutely nothing, dude.
To Andy's point, you should. I think we all need to stop just jumping in the water, because no animal does that. Like, a lot of animals don't, I should say, in the wild, right?
Animals tiger sharks do, apparently.
animals that would be susceptible to get it, you know what I mean? Like, we got to start going in and, like, putting our head in first, goggles on, and, like, doing a little,
like,
you know what I mean? Just poke our head in.
Put a camera.
Nah. We got to go back to tradition.
The old days.
Put your head in like a mammal and just take a look around.
I'll be damned if I get killed wearing goggles, though.
True.
Embarrassing.
Be fine. I'll be fine. A crab touched my foot in fucking eighth grade, and I've never been back in since.
Nice.
By the way, I don't like how Andy and I were vulnerable, and you two fucks got away with your irrational fears. What are your rational fears?
He's a weightlifter and too strong, and I have nothing inside of me.
I'm scared of that fucking cowards, dude.
I'm afraid of betas.
Yeah, and I'm fucking terrified right now.
That's wait. Yeah, hold on. Wait a second.
Wait, Adam, did you have a thing with the beach or water when you were younger?
Nah.
Was it movies? Maybe?
Yeah, it was movies.
Dude, I've almost drowned so many times.
I did. A wave did fuck me up as a kid, but that's not even really it. I did really get fucked. And it was like, it was a scare. I guess that was the scariest, like, ocean incident of me, where, like, I was under the water for, like, way too long as a child. And then, like, I did surface being like, like, one of those. As I was, like, seven. But that's still not it. It's mainly the animal thing. I got to be honest with you.
No, because I had some movies fuck me up. I remember when I saw The Grudge. That fucked me up. And I'd go to bed, and if my, like, closet was open, I'd be like, don't even fucking try, bitch. Don't even fucking try.
Yeah, dude, our fear seems to be rooted in the same thing. Yours is, like, fear of closets, and mine's fear of water. Those are like...
Listen, what Andy does, he talks to himself if you're scared. Listen, when I first started, like, we hiked the... when I went on like a hike for like a bachelor party thing, which is terrible,
that
fucking
is,
bachelor
awful.
Idea. When your Wait, friends
what?
Are psychopaths,
party
yes. When your psychopath friends, I know he listens to it, so you know I actually do love you, of course. But when
Bad
your
idea.
Friends are like, you know, it'll be fun. We all go and we hike the second tallest mountain. I think it's the tallest mountain in New York State. I'm like, yeah, great. That sounds awesome. So, but it's, and we went high bear time. This
was
like,
the rest of the day, though?
The rest of the
avoiding bears, Andy.
Dude, was a 3-day fucking thing. Like, we had to hit Summit, right? Which is like 4,000. Yeah, it's like 4,000 or something like that.
No, because I did.
We summited, summited on like day two. Summited.
That's crazy.
Well, like day two. It was. I mean, it's fucking high. You know, I think we're like 5K up or like 4K up or something like that. And
his
it's fucking
bachelor
insane.
Party was a 3-day hike.
Yeah, the one dude almost died, dude.
Wait, what happened?
He just blew apart. Like when he came in, he came in with like the Walmart version of shit, and we're like, I'm like, yeah, this dude's gonna be in trouble, buddy. Like, we're about to bust ass. Like, you got to be ready for this kind of shit. This is hard. This is not. This is like
you can't just wing a 3-day.
This
hike.
This is five. Like, this is, you know, like you're about to go up.
He brings like a Jansport
5,000 stairs. Yeah, like you're
like Timberlands. He's like what? Yeah, I was just like what? We're going for a hike in the woods. Dude.
It's boots. Shut up.
Because Neil does hike. If I ever went high, I would be like, yo, we're going to a store. I would take you to a store with me. I'd be like, you show me the equipment I'm buying.
Well, you can buy whatever equipment you want. There's no way we're going hiking again.
Oh, no. That's not what I said. Hold on. I'm saying, hypothetically, I would never go hiking.
Well, right. Oh, yeah,
I would never go hiking.
If I needed to outfit you, I could outfit you.
I'm just saying, if that was a thing, I would trust you to outfit
me. That brings us to Neil's Outfitters. Guys, listen, I got all your needs. A couple of camping tips that you're going to need. One, a fifth of vodka, all right? You're going to eat this weight, all right? You're going to need basically just, you're going to get Gatorade powdered. All right? You're not going to need water. Fucking leave it at home. All right? You're going to take that vodka. You're going to mix that Gatorade powder up in that vodka, dude. You're going to make
what flavor Gatorade
vodka
powder?
Aid. Huh?
What flavor? Gatorade. What flavor Gatorade
the
powder?
The fact that you're asking means you're a bitch. So, then, I don't know. Dude, whatever flavor you wanted, I guess.
I was curious.
I got to be honest. If you go powder, a lot of the time, you really only get like the blue ice, I think is whatever. The, like that one.
Yeah, blue. You say blue.
Blue. Yeah, whatever. Just so, say blue. But thank you for derailing. Anyway, Neil's Curious. Outfitters. You got to check it out. No, I don't know why I'm plugging. Right, sorry, I went to a real plug. I apologize.
We got
a thing of your own.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Fears. Fuck, we didn't say fears. Yeah. I don't know. No. The art I'm trying to nail down is like the one was like bears. Like I was hiking alone. Like we were in a high bear area, and that's not an irrational thing. It's like
that's what I was gonna say. Do you guys have an irrational one that you're like right. I don't know.
After watching the movie 300, I was terrified of dying without honor.
Yeah, that is. I forgot about that.
Your fears are so fucking cool.
God damn, we fucked up. We went first. Andy, why did we go first? We gotta go second, third, and fourth last time.
I have a fear of pleasing my wife too much with my huge penis.
Yeah, you guys tell us your most bitch moment. Go ahead, you go first. Just tell us, just real quick.
Never go first on the fear conversation.
Fuck.
Always idiot. Last.
Idiot.
I don't think I don't have an irrational one. Yeah, I'm trying to think of an irrational one. I don't think I...
What, getting too much pussy?
Yeah, that's really it, I think.
Drowning in this fucking strange.
I might choke on all this pussy I'm eating.
I do get worried that I will be suffocated by a butt, I guess. Yeah, sure.
I hope it happens.
I know. That's how I hope to die, right?
Die a Michael Douglas death.
Yeah, I
fear it never happens.
Instead of doing this, like, over the heart, just, like, with a fist, he just does this, like, to the heart. just, in honor of all the fallen victims. Jesus. Yeah, I would get that, honestly. I do worry about it. Actually, that's my irrational fear, because as someone who likes to do that certain thing, and then I've never really found out if Michael Douglas, you know, the science behind that. It was like, and sometimes when I'm down there for a long time, I start thinking I'm going to get throat cancer.
I know, but it is a great out for anybody who's like, totally. I don't want to get Michael Douglas.
Oh, no, listen. Oh, Adam, to that point, if I get it, that's how I want to get it.
Of course. Yeah.
The only way I think.
Also, if I get it, I'm saying it. I got it that way. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care what it's from. It's from that.
Right. It's a sick way to get throat cancer.
It's a sick way to get throat cancer.
Yeah. It's a sick way to get throat cancer. Definitely. Yeah, you'd have
to. Gotta breathe through it too, but like, ate pussy for it. I ate pussy so much, I'll throw a hole in my throat open. It's wild.
Yeah, it's a shame because that's like, it's a shame that Val Kilmer didn't like. You know, claim that. It's a
shame.
Oh,
yeah, what's
like,
his
he had all got, those issues.
He just got face cancer?
It was just deal? Tragic. He could have just told us like that, and we would have been like, yeah, dude, look at this. Valley.
Dude, that was believable. Heat Years Val Kilmer and fucking Batman Forever Val Kilmer was fucking sexy.
Right.
Probably definitely drowned in puss.
Yeah. Maybe Val Kilmer didn't eat. Oh, no. Do you think Val Kilmer didn't go down on women?
Dude, he's got the Batman voice now.
No, he does. He's dead, right?
Oh, did he die?
Yeah, Val Kilmer's dead.
I was just
looking that up. No, I don't think he's dead.
I don't think he's dead.
Nah, he's dead, guys.
I'm pretty sure he's in Top Gun too.
No, trust me.
Okay. you know what?
No,
dude,
sure
I believe
dies,
you, and I'll go forward saying that he's dead. I have no problem with that.
Neil convinced me.
I hope
Val Kilmer's dead as shit.
Dead as shit, guys.
I'm pretty sure
this podcast Val Kilmer's dead.
Yes. I mean, hey, listen. I'm just saying, I watched Top Gun 2 as well, and I'm pretty sure at the end of that, they were like, in honor of him. I'm pretty sure.
Rest in peace, Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
What if they were guessing and thought he'd be dead by the end of the edit, and then they were just like, oh, this is awkward.
He just winged it. Leave it in. It's eventually going to be true soon.
Yeah, you got a burst of energy just watching it. just like, what the fuck's going on right now? That'd be cool. How would you want to die if you were a celebrity? truthfully, not the cancer thing. Like, if you were a celebrity, like a celebrity death, like we all, you know, all the options, we've done the thing. Like, would you really want to die from throat cancer? Really? Because it's a pretty shitty death. If it, you know,
autoerotic would be sick.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
I like the helicopter thing.
Which helicopter thing?
Flame. What do you mean, which helicopter thing? When you're Kobe Bryant helicopter thing. Which helicopter thing?
That's a celebrity death.
Yeah, which anyone knows that was one of the big helicopters. And unfortunately, he took it for a spin, and that's the way it goes. That's pretty nuts. Yeah, but I like that. I like just fire. Like, I like not having to think and just being like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? Like, all right,
I don't know. I mean, getting pussy... Or getting cancer for eating pussies.
You got
cooler than getting run over by the car like
you got
a Russian kid.
Ski accident. You know what I mean? You got fuck. You go out like now, like Jeremy Renner, where you fuck. Or did Jeremy Renner?
No,
die?
He lived.
Almost died. I'm saying all celebrities are dead, dude.
He
got hit by a fucking snowplow.
No, he saved his nephew or something like that.
Yeah, I know. I forget about that.
I don't believe that either. By the way,
like, was he plowing his nephew?
Don't say he was plowing his nephew.
Was he plowing his nephew?
Like, how was his nephew in front of that and he had time to dive in? Like,
I think it now, I think the Marvel character actors are just setting up scenarios where they're trying to look like they are the actual Marvel characters.
The real Hawkeye would have bounced back sooner.
Yeah, I think it was like a Who Framed Roger Rabbit scenario where the flattening truck was like really far away and it just rolled over. Like it was, he set it up and the plow's just coming at him slowly. I think.
Yeah,
I know. He had to put his thumb in his mouth and blow so he could fucking get bigger. I forget cartoons.
A cartoon death would be fun.
Cartoon death would be,
cartoon death would be fun. An anvil to the head, yeah, or piano to the head.
Oh yeah, dude, fall off a cliff. Don't fall right away.
Yeah,
hold
the sign. Yeah,
that'd be cool. Yeah, that would be sick.
Yeah. Ski accident.
If my last words are, I'd be happy.
That'd be cool.
Damn.
Maybe Pepe Le Pew sexually assaults and murders you.
Yeah, Pepe Le Pew rapes me to death. That'd be sick.
They always cut out before the murder part, but it happens every episode.
The snuff film's Disney Plus Plus.
Okay. Oh, gotcha.
No one can find your body.
Japanese, nice.
Pretty good at accents. I'm not trying to brag.
I'm just saying, pretty good at accents.
Pretty, I got the best Japanese Pepe Le Pew you've ever fucking heard. Not trying to brag. I'm a ripper, you. I'm a skunk. I'm a skunk, and I'm a ripper, you. I have roofie of a drink.
I think we're coming into the end. I think we may be peaking.
I'm not sure. Peaking at Japanese rapist Pepe Le Pew. Is that it?
I'm a French rape skunk.
I'm a rapist rascal.
That's too good. Why does she keep painting herself?
No, I wanted to do Pepe Le Pew bits. My brain just a Pepe Le Pew. We can wrap it up.
Yeah, I think it's about that time.
Yeah. Fuck, dude.
Anybody, final thoughts, final ideas, anything going on? How about I was trying to, when we ended up with a little cult question. What's something that you think a cult out there could have roped you in with? Like, what do you think? Would you have been roped in by money, women, or power?
Or any
kind of combo of the thing. Like, what do you think you'd have been
sucked in? I'd probably get roped in with a combination of, like, if I was in my early 20s and like a Dan Blazarian type dude had a cult where he's like, we got guns, ATVs, and hot chicks that, you know, we forced to be here, I'd be like, I'm listening, Danny. Yeah. I would definitely get wrapped in like a fucking a cult like that, without a doubt.
We can do that stuff. Okay, cool.
5 years later, you're
that's half my
it.
Cult. That's half my side of the cult, Andy.
Hell yeah.
So, all right.
Paul?
5 years later, you're just in an Ignite bikini. You're just walking around on the private jets.
Right. Fully in. What's up, Daddy?
I'm one of the girls.
Yeah. Suck my dick. And you're like, okay.
Then he just shoots a promo for you. Like, you're in one of the advertisements for the cult. I used to think for myself, but now I'm part of his community.
I make you watch Xbox over my shoulder.
Yeah. Danny's pretty good. He gives me an allowance when I act good.
I make you say good touchdown pass when I throw touchdowns in Madden.
It's just Dan Bilzerian and like 12 comics like lounging on top of them.
Yeah, I like that.
I think they could get me. Like, I'm very terrible at ending conversations. Like, I can't get out. So I just need like somebody who's not self-aware enough to realize that they're bad at, like, they're keeping me in something, and I just polite my way into a life of culthood.
Oh, nice. All right, hint taken, guys. This is the end. I think he, that was a hint. I believe so.
Yeah, I think we're good. Andy, I got some fucking ATVs and chicks for you at my house if you want.
Yeah, let's go.
And I guess my side's going to just know when to end things. So, wow, I really got the short end of this fucking stick. Andy Malavarina, Paul Carson, check them both out. They're very, very funny comics.
Awesome.
Yeah, I've been Neil Wood, and that's been Adam Nutter. Another day in the cult, people. We'll see you later.
Laters.
By the renewing of your mind.
The recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
This has been a Drop Tent Media Production.